Welcome to Time Out for Something Spiritual. I'm Tony Clarkson, and again I'm here with my great friend Michael G. Racher, and today we have a subject, Head-Mind-Heart-Mind.
Head-Mind-Heart-Mind, Tony, yes, yes. And once again, I've got to hand over to the Persian gentleman who is saying that it may startle the listener to discover that they have two minds, and that the mind that they have used perhaps thus far in their lives is not the one that brings them the most benefit, because the second mind that they have, or rather, he says, the most important mind that they have, is not located in their head at all. It is located within their heart. And the mind that is within the heart is the spiritual mind, whereas the mind that is in the head is the connection to physicality only, and is the connection to survival mode only, and is the chatterer within the skull that seeks only to survive and to protect the individual on a physical level. So it is constantly pointing out perceived danger, perceived threat, perceived insecurities, and feeds back thoughts to its owner based solely on those things. It is not able to make the leap from physical thinking to spiritual thinking. It is a closed system. It is a broken connection. It is a short circuit. Whereas the mind that is in the heart is the mind that is constantly and forever connected to divinity, constantly and forever connected to higher vibrations, and constantly and forever is a two-way flow of information, in that the mind in the heart brings back to the Godhead, back to divinity, information from you as an individual, but also brings information from the Godhead back to you. So provides you with an enhanced intelligence and an ability in all situations to make the right decision and to see the way forwards clearly. And that is a very short connection to a very vast subject, to a great subject. But I wish to make that distinction today because you are able to access the heart mind. But in order to access the heart mind, you have to first of all understand that it exists. How do you access the heart mind? You visualize your consciousness in your quiet times, and we've discussed quiet in a recent podcast. In your quiet times, you visualize your consciousness, perhaps as a ball of white light, traveling down from your head in your imagination to your heart. You relocate your seat of consciousness for the time of your silence, of your quiet, from the head into the heart. Imagine that your consciousness is entering a lift, for example, that the door is shut, you walk out of your skull, your consciousness walks out of your skull into a lift at the back of your skull. And that lift then descends from your head down your body into the region of your heart. And then the doors open and your consciousness steps out as a ball of light into the heart region. It has relocated itself from the head into the heart. And then what do? You become quiet again, and you listen, and you appreciate the sensations that come to you from your heart. You appreciate the richness of silence that you experience from your heart. And you appreciate, as you do this on a regular basis, the impressions that come from your heart. And you will be given directions via your heart regarding the situations that are unfolding in your life. And if you heed those directions, you will find that they are correct and you will build up bit by bit, day by day, a reliance on the information that comes to you from your heart mind. You will understand, you will begin to understand that you can trust that information, that you are your own soothsayer, your own guide, and that whatever you take in consciousness into your heart mind will then lead to a perspective on those circumstances being given to you, and always the correct perspective, so that eventually, rather than relying, as you perhaps have done thus far in your life, on outside circumstances to determine what you should do next in your life, you will take all the circumstances, all the situations in your life into your heart center and receive information from the heart center that will give you a sure and solid way forwards that you can always rely on and that will never let you down. Again, a vast subject, but I wanted to coalesce that into the fact that you have two minds, that there is a different mindset that is available to you. And that different mindset from the heart will bring you peace, will bring you inspiration, will bring you upliftment, will bring you healing energies, will bring you foresight in situations, so that you will know what to do in situations and you'll know what to say to people and how to move forwards in all aspects of your life. And that is power. Isn't that amazing power that has been given to you simply by shifting your consciousness? And at the end of your period of connecting to your heart mind, you take that lift back, you move that ball of consciousness back into the lift in your heart region and see that lift traveling up in your imagination back to your head mind, and the doors open and you reseat your consciousness back in your head mind so that you can deal with the physical and mental circumstances that come to you on any given day. But as a result of visiting the heart mind, you will irradiate the head mind too with the vibrations and the light from the heart mind, so that you will begin to make decisions from the head in a different way, in an illuminated way, in a way that is infused with the wisdom of the heart mind.
I think it's exercising a muscle, isn't it? It's like learning a new subject. It's like going on to take your A-levels in that you are focusing differently than what you're used to focusing. You're used to the head mind, and this is taking practice and learning to move that consciousness now to the heart centre.
Yes, and it's also, first of all, considering what I've said, considering that there is a different mindset open to you. And you'll find that initially your head mind will say, rubbish, nonsense. There's only me.
Yeah.
I'm the one that influences you. I'm the one that tells you what you should do in any given situation. No, the head mind isn't. The head mind protects itself and seeks to protect you on a physical level. So please consider my words and consider in the quiet, again, we're back to the quiet, that there is a different approach to your life and there is an enhanced consciousness available to you. Many spiritual seekers ask the question, how do I proceed? How do I open myself up to spiritual values and spiritual information? The first step is to acknowledge that you can shift your consciousness, that there is another consciousness that is also you available to you, and that via that consciousness, via the heart mind, the so-called mysteries of the spiritual worlds will open themselves up to you. And you will understand them, begin to understand them, and have access to them.
I think also life will get better for the individual.
Absolutely, because you are bringing through more harmonious vibrations into your physical body, into your physical mind, into your aura, and into every situation that surrounds you and infuses you on earth.
I've heard many times people say life feels like it's walking through treacle. And the answer to that is, stop walking through treacle.
Yes, you don't
change direction.
You don't have to walk through treacle. No. You can walk through a bed of beautiful blooms.
Absolutely.
As an alternative.
Absolutely.
You can turn your life around. And there is no situation that cannot be enhanced by taking that situation inside rather than seeking the answers outside. Yeah. And once you connect via that center, via the heart center, then you infuse every aspect of your life with a higher, more subtle, more harmonious vibration that benefits you and the lives that you touch.
PG, Persian gentleman, thank you so much for your clarity here today. And Michael, thank you for donating your body to allow this to happen. I think we've come to a natural end of that subject.
PG says that he likes to always infuse humour into what he's saying. And so he says you can call this one from the heart.
One from the heart.
But he's smiling. He's smiling. And he says, my heart goes out to every listener to this podcast. And my desire is for every listener to become more as a result of this information being given to them.
Thank you very much, PG. And thank you, Michael. And it's God bless from me, Tony Clarkson.
It's God bless from what's left of me, Michael G. Rachel.
thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to the next time.
Indeed.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.